们继续来学习主耶稣的服事。
We will continue to learn about the servitude of Jesus.
我们昨天谈到主耶稣的身份跟他的职分。
Yesterday we had discussed about the status and the identity of Jesus.
也谈到主耶稣的先锋是约翰。
And also his predecessor, John the Baptist.
当然，主耶稣在侍奉之前，他在加利亚三十年，尽人的本分。
Before Jesus began to serve, he was also at his hometown for 30 years, and he fulfilled his duties.
事实上，他也一直在预备啊，充实自己。
He was also always preparing to improve himself.
所以到了三十岁啊，他就开始出来工作。
So that when he was 30 years old, he began to come out to work.
先接受约翰的洗礼。
And he first received the baptism of John the Baptist.
然后被带到旷野四十天啊，受试探。
Then he was brought to the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted.
得胜试探以后啊，就开始传福音。
After he overcame temptation, then he began to preach the gospel.
所以耶稣他在工作之前的预备啊，我们就跳过去，我们不谈。
So we will skip the part about the preparation that Jesus had went through for his servitude.
当然我们知道说这个预备工作很重要，但是我们常常道理都在听。
Of course, we know that the preparation is very important, but we do often hear about the teachings.
不过耶稣从一开始啊要工作的时候就说要见诸般的义。
But when Jesus first began to work, he did say that he was going to try to fulfill all the righteousness.
就是立志完全照着神的旨意来行。
Which means that he was determined to do everything according to God's will.
要做神所喜悦的事。
And that he would do things that would be pleasing to God.
这是他一生啊，在服事当中的一个很重要的一个目标。
And this was a very important goal during the time of his servitude.
试探当中也是一样。
And this was the same when he was tempted.
他就是完全照神的旨意。
That he did completely according to God's will.
我们看马可福音一章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
马可福音一章十四节。
Mark 1 verse 14.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音。十五节。
15.
说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。这是耶稣开始传道的第一句话。
This was the first phrase that Jesus said when he began to preach.
说从加利利开始宣传神的福音。
So he went to Galilee to begin to preach the gospel.
我们知道传福音啊，是主耶稣服事当中的第一项。
We know that preaching the gospel is the first step towards serving God.
我们讲过这个马可福音是谈主耶稣的服事。
And we know that the gospel of Mark talks about the servitude of Jesus.
它的中心圣经是在十章四十五节。
And the theme is in chapter 10, verse 15.
说因为人主来不是设人服事，乃是要服事人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。这是马可福音的主题。
So this is the theme of Mark.
所以他来到世界上，就是来服事世人。
So he came to the world to serve everyone.
圣经里面说，我们被神拣选的神的儿女也是一样。
And the Bible has said that this is the same for the chosen people of God.
我们要按照我们所得的恩赐而彼此相服侍。
We need to serve each other accordingly.
我们今天早上读到那个腓立比书第一章。
This morning we had read about Philippians chapter 1.
保罗说他在两难当中。
When Paul has said that he faced two difficulties.
情愿离世与基督同在，好的无比。
He was very willing to leave the world to be with Jesus.
那他接下来讲了一句话说，但是我相信我还会活着。
But he believed that he would still live.
因为这样对你们更是要紧。
Because he felt that this was even more important to the believers.
可以让你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
That they can grow and feel joyful in the word that they believe in.
很多人都是为着自己的理想在活。
There are many people who are living for their own ideals.
但是保罗是为着众圣徒希望让他们得造就这样来活。
But Paul was living because he wished that all of the believers could be edified.
所以说，可以说是为神为人来活着。
And so he was living for God, for the people.
啊，希望说能够服侍人，啊，让人明白道理，啊，能够在属灵上又长进又喜乐。
Because he wanted to serve everyone so that they can all, mature and also become joyful.
所以我们知道说，像这样的人生啊，就很有价值、有意义了。
And we know that this type of life is very meaningful.
所以我们活着的一个很重要的目的啊，就是服侍。
So a very important purpose for our life is servitude.
服侍神，服侍人。
To serve God and serve man.
圣经里面也讲说，大卫啊，他服侍了他当代人以后啊，然后他就安息了。
The Bible has also said that after David has served all the people, then he rested in peace.
因为他做王啊，是来服侍百姓。
Because when he was a king, he was a king to serve the people.
是来服侍神。
And to serve God.
啊，所以最后啊，画上一个非常圆满的句点啊，他就休息了。
And so when his life had come to an end, he was able to rest in peace.
啊，所以这样的人生啊，就很美。
And this type of life was very beautiful.
啊，我们呢，也要学习这样服侍的人生。
We also need to have this life of servitude.
在马太福音二十五章里面哦。
In Matthew 25.
马太福音二十五章里面讲到那个按才干啊，给他们不一样的责任。
There's the parable of the talents, and it depended on the different talents.
啊。拿五千的又去赚五千。
The one that had received five talents came and brought five other.
啊，后来主耶稣哎，主人呐、啊，称赞他们说：“你们是啊，忠心良善的仆人。”
And then Lord Jesus, as the master, he praised these people that they were faithful servants.
啊，结果那个拿一千的把它埋起来。
But the one that had only received one talent had buried it.
啊，后来主人说：“你是又饿又懒的仆人。”
And so the master has said that you are a lazy servant.
然后把那个一千的拿来啊，给那个一万的。
And he had taken the talent away from the servant and given it to the one that had ten.
主人讲一句话说，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余。
Then the master said, for to everyone who has, more will be given.
没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.
那你讲到说有的还要加给他。
And so whoever has, more will be given to them.
所以他们虽然得到的一些责任啊，啊不是很多，五千两千。
So that even though they did not receive too many talents, it was maybe two or five.
但他们尽了能力啊，去做服侍的工作，得到更多啊，神也会更加给他们更多啊。
But when they completed their duties and they were able to fulfill what they had to do, then the master had returned to them what was even more.
那个一千的，因为他不尽力啊。说连他的所有的一切都被夺走了。
But the one that only had the one talent, because he did not work hard, and so what he had was even taken away from him.
我们看到这是一个服侍的一个很重要的原则。
We can see that this is a very important principle in serving.
有的要加给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺起来。
Whoever has more will be given to them, but whoever does not, then even what he has will be taken away.
因为你越服侍啊，啊你会得到更多的恩赐。能够做更美的服事。
Because the more that you serve, then you will be given even more opportunity to serve and be able to serve even better.
啊，神给我们一些恩赐啊，但是我们都不去善用它。
But if God has given us some gifts, but we do not use them wisely,
啊，最后这个恩赐会失掉。
Then in the end, we will lose these gifts.
哦，啊，所以有的人说啊，你刀越磨啊，它就越利啊。
And so some people would say that when you sharpen a knife, the more you sharpen it, the sharper it
will be. 神给你的恩赐啊，你越善用，神会加给你更多的恩赐。
The more wisely, the more that you use your gifts, then God will give you even more.
虽然有时候好像付出了啊，但是好像少了，事实上没有，
反
而越增加。
Sometimes it seems that you have sacrificed or given up a lot, but you have actually gained even more in the future.
那个寡妇的。一把面一点油。
For example, the widow that only had a bit of flour and oil.
啊，她如果不拿出来的话，那跟她儿子这个小饼吃了就没有料了，就等死啊。
If she didn't take out what she had, then she would die with her child.
啊，然后她把它献出来以后啊，哇，天天拿不完，都没有给你。
But after she offered it, then they had more than enough to use it every day.
你越奉献越多。
So the more that you offer, the more that you will receive.
啊，像那个五饼二鱼的那个孩子也是一样啊。
Just like the young child who had the five loaves of bread and two fish.
给五千人吃的饱饱的，还剩下十二篮。
5,000 people were fed, and there were even 12 baskets left over.
有的人说啊，至少要给他一篮带回去吧。
So some people might say that maybe the child should have one basket to take home.
因为那个五个饼、两条鱼是他拿出来的啊。
Since he was the one that had offered the five bread and the two fish.
所以让大家都饱饱的，还剩下那么多。
And so everyone was fed, and there was even more left over.
所以说啊，有的还要加给他。
So whoever has more will be given.
我们领受神的恩典也是一样哦。
This is the same when we receive the gifts from God.
啊，你要施舍出去。
You need to be able to.
我们白白得来，你要白白施舍。
You need to be able to receive them freely and give them away
freely. 你不施舍出去呀，会没有掉。
Because if you do not give them away freely, then you will lose them.
神说给你的能力好像一些种子一样。
And God has said that the abilities that are given to you are like seeds.
你这个种子啊，把它撒下去以后啊，几十倍、百倍的收成啊。
If you sow these seeds, then you will reap the harvest of many folds.
但是你如果一直都不把它撒出去啊，最后久了就烂掉了。
But if you never sow the seeds, then eventually the seeds will wither and die.
所以这是服事的一些道理。
So these are some of the teachings that have to do with servitude.
你越服事啊，你越会体会神的恩典更多。
The more that you serve, the more blessings that you will experience from God.
那个水啊，如果有进来没有出去啊。
Just like water, if it comes in but does not go out.
就像沿海哈，沿海。
It's like the salt sea.
为什么沿海叫做死海
？Or why is it called the Dead Sea in English?
因为只有进没有出嘛。
Because there is only the entrance of the water, but there's no exit.
最后没有生命啊，生物没有办法存在。
And then, ultimately, the organisms cannot survive.
这个水要流动。
So water needs to circulate.
就要变成活水啊，活水就有很多很多的生物啊在里面。
Then when it is like living water, then there would be many organisms in the water.
所以这是服事的道理。
So these are teachings about servitude.
我们谈这个主耶稣服事的项目啊。
In regards to categories of Jesus' servitude,
第一个就是传福音。
The first is preaching the gospel.
这是最基本也是最重要的。
Which is the most fundamental and important.
什么叫做福音呢？
What is the gospel?
福音就是神要拯救人的大喜的信息。
The gospel is the great news that God is going to save the world.
福音的起头就是耶稣基督。
And the beginning of the gospel is Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣来到世界的时候，天使啊，向牧羊人报佳音呢。
So when Jesus came to the world, then when Jesus was baptized, then the angels had called out.
说今天呢，在大卫城里面为你们生了一个救主。
When Jesus was born, it was said that the son of David had come, and there was a savior that was born.
这是关系啊，普天下万民的大喜的信息。
And this was a great news that had to do with everyone in the world.
所以福音啊，就是神要救人的大恩典。
And so the gospel is the great blessing that God is going to save.
我们人啊，需要福音。
And as people, we need the gospel.
这个福音叫做和平的福音。
And the gospel is called the gospel of peace.
和平就是人跟神之间能够和睦。
Peace means that there can be peace between God and man.
人跟人之间没有相争，国跟国家没有打仗。
That there is no opposition or fighting between nations and people.
因为借着福音要让我们人跟神和好。
And through the gospel, men can reconcile with God.
因为人犯了罪以后，就在神的怒气之下。
Because after men had sinned, then they were under the wrath of God.
耶稣要做挽回祭挽回神的怒气，让我们能够跟神和好。
And Jesus acted as the sin offering so that the people could reconcile their relationship with God.
所以能够进到神所赐给我们的恩典当中让我们欢欢喜喜享受神的荣耀。
So that they may enter the blessings that God has provided them with, and then they may receive glory.
这个福音也要让人跟人和好。
The gospel would also like to have peace between men.
所以本来犹太人跟外邦人不来往的。
So that at first the Jews would not have any relations with the Gentiles.
所以借着福音把中间的那个墙把它打掉了。
But through the gospel, the wall that was between them was broken.
所以不管犹太人、外邦人大家可以一起进到神的面前来敬拜神。
So that whether they are Jews or Gentiles, they can all come together to worship God.
所以在神里面就不再分犹太人、外邦人、希利尼人、 住主为奴的都在耶稣里面合一了。
So that in God there is no Jew or Gentile or master or servant, everyone has become one under God.
啊，这叫做和平的福音。
And this is called the gospel of peace.
也叫做平安的福音呢，中文也不一样哈，但是英文好像一样哈 ，peace。
In Chinese it's all it's two separate words, but in English they all mean peace.
因为我们跟神和好，人跟人之间和好。
Because there is peace between God and man and between men.
我们就有内心里面的平安。
And then we can feel a peace in our heart.
啊，包括肉体上的平安、心灵上的平安、永恒的安息。
Physically in our heart and have the eternal peace.
所以，这个福音啊，是带给我们和平、带给我们平安的。
And so the gospel brings us peace.
也是让我们得救的福音。
It is also the gospel of salvation.
得救是让我们脱离撒旦的辖制啊，进到神的恩典里面。
Once we have been saved, then we have escaped the boundaries from Satan, and we can enter to the heavenly kingdom.
最后要救我们进到神的国里面。
And we can ultimately enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这是耶稣所传的福音。
So this was the gospel that Jesus had preached.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
是路加福音四章十七节到十九节。
Luke 4:17-19. 17. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. 18. The spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. 19. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
耶稣到自己的家乡拿撒勒。
When Jesus went back to his hometown in Nazareth,
那他说安息日啊，进到会堂，还有人把圣经拿给他。
On the Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and someone had handed him the book of the prophet.
那他就把以赛亚书啊，有关对他的预言啊，就翻开来。
And so he opened the book that had to do with the prophecies from prophet Isaiah.
说主的灵降在他身上，用圣灵来膏他。
And it said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me.
所以让他去传福音。
So that he may preach the gospel.
他说这个福音要给贫穷人啊，带来富足。
And this gospel is going to bring wealth to the poor.
当然有的信主了以后啊，得到富足。
And of course, some who have believed in the Lord afterwards, they did become wealthier.
啊，我们过去有那个乞丐来信耶稣啊。
In the past, we have had some, beggars who
came to believe in
Jesus. But there is no one who has believed in Jesus and then became beggars.
以前在台湾中部的教会啊。
Before in the central part of the Taiwan church.
有乞丐每个安息日都会经过我们教会的礼拜堂。
There be beggars who would pass by our chapels.
后来弟兄姊妹就说啊，你中午啊来跟我们吃饭呢。
And then the members in the church would say.To invite the people to come in to have lunch with them.
后来说你不只是来吃饭了，也要跟我们听听道理呀。
And then they would also say, well, not only do you have to come to eat, but you can also listen to our teachings.
后来他信主了。
And then one had come to believe.
弟兄姊妹说你现在不可以再去当乞丐了。
And then the brothers and sisters said that you can no longer go out to beg.
所以有的人就帮助他。
And so some people would help them.
他的孩子慢慢长大。
And then their children also grew up.
后来他孩子做生意，神很祝福。
And then his children became businessmen.
生活很安定，又有楼房。
God blessed them greatly, and they had a very comfortable life.
还有很多的积蓄。
And they also had many possessions.
所以那个乞丐来信耶稣以后，后来变百万富翁。
And so the person who was once a beggar came to believe, and then became a millionaire.
物质上啊，因为有神的看顾。
Materially, because God had taken care of him.
因为主耶稣说啊，你不必为生活忧虑嘛，先求神国神义，神会看顾你的生活。
Because Jesus had said to not worry about the possessions in the world and to first ask the kingdom and the righteousness.
那更重要的就是那个心灵的贫穷。
And the more important thing is poverty within the heart.
有的人虽然物质很丰富啊。
Because some people might have an abundance.
但是心灵很空虚。
In their material possessions, but their heart is very empty.
唯有耶稣基督的恩惠才能够让我们心灵得满足。
And only the grace of God can allow our heart to feel satisfied.
让我们能够在信上富足。
so that in our faith we can also
become free.
And so whoever is captured shall have liberty. Because when men had departed from God, they were all under Satan. And this gospel is to save the people who are held captive by Satan. So that we can have the true freedom.
我们看到很多人在走投无路当中来献主得自由得平安。
We know that there are many people who have come to their wits' end and they come and receive peace from God.
有一段时间在台中教会赶鬼。
In the Taichung Church, one time they had to cast out demons.
因为有一个慕道者，他被很多的鬼缠住。
Because there was a truth seeker who had many demons that was possessing the person.
本来这个教会不准那个放鬼的人住的。
And at first, the church did not allow this person to live there.
因为他们从很远的地方到台中去慕道。
But because they had come to seek the truth from a very far away place.
住在附近的一个旅馆，半夜起来吵，把客人都吵走。
And because the person was possessed, so they had caused noises in the nearby hotel they were staying at, and they had to leave.
后来就说好了，就教会让他们住在那个地下室。
And so the church decided that the people could live in the basement.
有一个传道，还有长老娘，有几个人，就陪着他们住在那里。
And there was a pastor, an elder, and some people who had stayed with this person.
半夜，魔鬼来做工的时候，就叫大家神学生都下来一起祷告赶鬼。
And in the middle of the night, when this person who was being demon possessed was yelling, then the theological students would also be called downstairs so that they could all
And
throughout the whole time, they had cast out demons 104 times, as if they cast out 104 demons. And thank God that afterwards, this sister was completely freed. And her name is Sister Lin, and she has now moved to the northern part of Taiwan. And one time after she had come to believe,
在他们家的院子在那边乘凉。
She was sitting by the front yard of her house.
看到那个外面的马路上。
And she looked out and she saw that on the street.
因为那个时候是台湾人的鬼月，农历七月。
Because at the time it was the lunar month of July, and this was
家家户户都在拜魔鬼。
And this was the time in the Taiwanese traditions where people would worship the demons. And so she suddenly saw that there was a group of demons who had walked past her house.
有一个鬼就对另外一个说，这一家人怎么不拜？ 好可恶！
There was a demon that spoke to the demon next to him and said, "Why is this family not worshiping us?"
我们进去找他算账。
We should go in there and look for them and deal with
them. 另外一个鬼说，不可以哦，人家信耶稣了哦。
But then the other demon has said that we can't go in because this person has.
结果一听到说他们信耶稣了，一群鬼就哗一下就跑掉了。
This person has believed in Jesus now, and so the group of demons decided that they all needed to leave.
因为这个姐妹啊，她被那个魔鬼欺负啊，相当长时间。
Because the sister had suffered from the demons for a very long period of time.
所以主耶稣就借很多的异象啊，让她看到，来加添她的信心。
And so Jesus had used many visions for her to see so that she could increase her faith.
那她知道说我们信主以后，真的从撒旦的权下归向真神了。
She knows that truly after we have believed in Jesus and we have escaped the authority of Satan.
我们已经从魔鬼的手下脱离了，不再受他的压制了。
And we have escaped the captivity from him and we are free.
因为我们是神的儿女啊，我们能够得享真自由。
Because we are the children of God, so we can receive the true freedom.
他说要让瞎眼的得看见。
And then the blind are should be able to see with sight.
因为人被魔鬼弄瞎心灵，说没有办法看到主的救恩，找不到平安的道路。
Because men have been blinded in their heart, and so they cannot find God.
耶稣的救恩来到以后，好像那个大光啊。 照样在这个世界,
but once the salvation of God has come, then it is like a great light shining brightly.
把我们心里的眼睛打开了,
so that the eyes of the people can be opened.
让我们能够看到福音的真光啊,
and we can see the true light of the gospel.
所以耶稣传福音啊, 就是要让人得自由, 能够得享神赐福给人的喜年。
And so Jesus has come to preach the gospel so that people can proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
耶稣在一生当中啊, 他周流四方啊, 啊, 到处传福音。
Throughout Jesus' life, he went around to many places to preach the gospel.
走遍各城各乡。
And he went to many towns and villages.
啊, 他的所传的道理啊, 很多都记在圣经里面。
And many of the teachings that he preached were all recorded in the Bible.
啊, 比如说刚开始在一个山上啊, 向众人啊, 宣告。 叫做登山宝训,
For example, near the beginning, when he had the Sermon on the Mount,
啊, 马太福音的5章到7章,
and these are recorded in Matthew chapter 5
讲到说怎么样才能够得福气,
and he had preached about how to be blessed,
啊, 就是你的心力, 啊, 要生活都要改变,
which means that you have to change in your lifestyle,
啊, 啊, 能够福音啊, 这个福音, 啊, 这个福气啊, 就能够临到我们身上。
And then the blessings and the gospel can be upon you.
所以耶稣说啊, 他好像一个人啊, 带着种子去撒。
And so Jesus has said that he is like a man who is sowing the seeds.
啊, 撒出来的时候, 啊, 落在不一样的土地上面。
And after he has sown the seeds drop to the different types of ground.
有些土地很好啊, 啊, 结果就 结实成长, 30倍, 60倍, 100倍。
Some of the ground was very fertile so that the seeds could grow
30-40-fold.
Which means that when we have listened to the word, we accepted it, and then we believe, and we can be able to bear many fruit.
啊, 但是很可惜啊,
but unfortunately, some of the seeds would go by the wayside.
也有的跑到那个荆棘里面啊,
or some might go into the thorns.
有跑到石头地里面,
some would be by where the rocks are.
结果都没有办法成长,
so that they could not grow.
有的人啊, 虽然听啊, 但是没有听进去,
some people have heard the word, but they did not listen earnestly.
有的人心地很硬啊, 就不接受,
some of the people have very hardened hearts, so they could not accept it.
啊, 有的人啊, 就是很多的思虑烦扰啊, 啊, 把那个, 让他很多的忧愁, 就是没有办法生出信心来。
And some people had too many burdens in their hearts so that they could not find peace.
所以这个福音的种子啊, 没有办法在他的里头生根发芽。
So that the seed of the gospel could not grow root in their heart.
所以我们今天所领受的是生命之道。
So today what we have received is the word of life.
所以一切啊, 属血气的东西好像花草一样会枯干凋谢。
Because everything that has a breath and has life will eventually wither and die.
唯有神的道啊, 是活泼长存生命之道。
But only the word of God is the word of life that endures.
他说我们要把它栽种在我们的心里面, 让它发芽成长结果。
So we need to plant it in our hearts so that it will grow and bear root.
那这个约翰福音里面啊, 也谈到很多啊, 主耶稣所传的福音。
In the Gospel of John, there are also many recordings about Jesus preaching.
比如说呢, 跟那个 官长啊,
For example, when,
Nicodemus,
when he was speaking with the official Nicodemus,
让他谈到说重生之道,
and he was speaking about resurrection.
说要水跟圣灵重生才可以进神的国,
he was speaking about being reborn, and we have to be reborn through water and blood.
这很重要的生命之道,
and water and spirit, and this is a very important teaching about life.
所以保罗说啊, 神救我们的方法, 就是重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
And so Paul has also told us that for us to be reborn, we need to be reborn through the water and from the Holy Spirit.
耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚妇人谈啊, 就是要有生命的活水。
And Jesus had also told the Samaritan woman that we needed to have the living water.
说你喝了这个井里的水, 喝了以后还会再渴。
Because if you drink of this well, then you will still be thirsty again.
啊, 但是我是给你, 你, 如果我是给你的水啊, 就会在你, 腹中成为泉源，一直涌到永生。
But if you drink of the water that I give you, then this will come out of your stomach like the living water, and it will be eternal.
后来这个妇人啊, 真的领受了这个活水。
And then the Samaritan woman did receive this living water.
而且她还跑到城里面啊, 把城里的人都 叫出来。
She also went into the city to call everyone out.
所以有一个人啊，一定是基督啊，他把我生活所行的都讲出来了。
And said that there is one who is certainly the Christ because he has spoken about everything about
me. 后来众人听了耶稣留他在那边住两天。
And then when everyone heard about this, they had asked Jesus to stay there for 2 days.
后来他们都相信接受了。
And then they all believed and received the word.
后来他们对那个妇人说啊。
Then they told the woman.
我们不是因为听你的话信的。
It was not because we believed because of what you
said. 因为我们真的听到耶稣的见证啊，我们真的认识他就是救赎主。
It was because we have heard the true teachings from Christ and he is the true Savior.
啊，所以他们知道说啊，耶稣是生命的活水泉呢。
So they knew that Jesus was the source of the living water.
他也是属灵的生命粮。
And he is also the bread of life.
因为很多人呢、啊。看到耶稣可以变饼给他们吃
，because many people saw that Jesus could give them bread to eat。
所以耶稣跑到别的地方去，他们哇一直跑跟着。
So that when Jesus went somewhere else, then the people would follow。
啊，后来耶稣看到他们，又对他们说：“你们跟随我、啊，不是为着神的道理，而是为着吃饼得饱啊。”
And then Jesus had told these people that you have not come here to see me because you would like to be. It was because you would like to be fed.
说你们不要为那个会朽坏的食物劳力。
So you should not worry for the food that will perish.
要为那个永生的食物劳力。
But you need to work hard for the eternal life.
啊，耶稣说他就是生命的粮。
And then Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
是要给世人呐、啊、带来生命啊，这样赐下来的。
And he was brought to this world so that he could bring life to everyone.
所以这就是神所赐给我们的福音。
So this is the gospel that Jesus has given to us.
所以保罗说啊，福音就是神的大能。
And Paul has said that the gospel is the mighty power of
God. 要来拯救一切相信的人。
It has come to save all those who believe.
所以耶稣今天传福音给我们。
And so today Jesus has preached the gospel to us.
我们领受了以后啊，也是照样把福音呢 传出去。
And after we have received it, we also need to preach the gospel.
那再来，主耶稣服事的第二个工作就是医病赶鬼。
The second part of the work that Jesus had done was to heal the sick and cast out demons.
这个真理跟恩典呢是并行的。
And the truth and the grace are always working.
耶稣说他来到世界上是为真理做见证。
Jesus has said that he came to this world so that he could testify for the truth.
他主要是传福音。
And he came mainly to preach the gospel.
啊，但是因为有真理啊，就有恩典随着。
But because there is truth, and so the grace will follow.
所以我们今天呢、啊，传道的也是一样。
This is the same when we are preaching today.
我们诚诚实实的传扬神的道理。
We faithfully preach the teachings of God.
啊，神就会借着神迹随着来印证我们所见证的道理。
And then God will use miracles to testify the teachings that we have been preaching.
所以这个神迹啊，不是人去表演出来的。
Miracles are not something that people can perform on their own.
啊，不是人刻意去求出来的。
Or that people were asking for.
而是很自然的，你道理对了，神迹就随着来印证道理。
But it is something natural that if you have the right teachings, then God's miracles will also follow.
我们所领受的是生命之道。
What we have received is the word of life.
神就给我们圣灵做印记。
And so God has given us the Holy Spirit as the evidence.
啊，随着就很多很多的恩典呢、啊，会在我们的生活当中，让我们来体会，让我们来享受。
And then there will be many blessings that would follow, so that we may experience them.
所以耶稣一方面传道理啊，还一方面行神迹。
So on the one hand, Jesus was preaching the word, and he also performed miracles.
啊，很多生病的人呢、啊。啊，都得到主耶稣的医治。
There are many who were once ill, but they had become healed.
我们看马太福音第八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音。
Matthew.
八章。
Chapter
8. 十六节。
Verse 16.
马太福音八章十六节跟十七节。
Matthew verses 16 through 17. 16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
主耶稣行了很多的神迹啊, 医治很多病人。
Jesus had performed many miracles and healed many.
他说因为他要担当人的软弱，代替人的软弱担当人的疾病。
It was because he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
这样的疾病啊，带给人很大的苦。
And truly, physical illnesses do bring much suffering.
然后又有重病啊，不但没有办法工作啊。
If someone is seriously ill, they not only cannot work.
你说面对死亡的恐惧。
But they also fear. I'm sorry. They fear.
有时候一个人病痛啊，全家都受连累。
Because if one person in the family is sick, then everyone else in the family also has a burden. So illness is a great suffering to someone. But Jesus has said that he himself will take our infirmities.
Let's look at Matthew 9:35.
9:35-36. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd.
耶稣啊，走遍各城各乡传道理。
So Jesus went about all the cities and villages to preach.
说同时又医治各样的病症。
He also healed every sickness.
因为他看到人啊，说好像那个羊没有牧人一样困苦流离。
Because he could see that the people were like sheep without a shepherd.
所以人生啊，充满着很多很多的苦难。
So that there were many sufferings in life.
生活的压力，病痛的愁苦。
The pressures from life or from sickness.
心灵上的忧伤。
Sadness in the heart.
魔鬼的辖制。
The control from Satan.
啊，很多很多的苦难。
And many sufferings.
那耶稣怜悯众人呢，他所以就一一的解决众人的困难。
Because Jesus had compassion, and so he wanted to help all these people.
啊，所以有长大麻风的来求医治。
So someone who had leprosy could be healed.
有血热的人呢。
Someone who had a disease from bleeding
啊, 能够得医治,
and could be healed.
瘸子起来走路, 哑巴说话,
the lame could walk and the mute could speak
使人复活啊,
and the dead could be resurrected.
啊, 有一些啊, 被鬼附着的人啊, 主耶稣也用权柄把他们赶, 把鬼赶走了。
And there were also people who were demon-possessed and Jesus also cast them away.
啊, 有一次耶稣啊, 专程来到一个地方啊, 叫做格拉森。
And one time Jesus had came especially to a place.
因为那里有一个人啊, 被鬼啊, 把他束缚,
because there was someone who was demon possessed.
啊, 住在坟墓当中,
and he was living in the grave.
啊, 失去啦, 理智啊, 常常伤害自己,
and he was not conscious, and so he would often hurt himself.
耶稣啊, 知道这个人相当可怜,
Jesus knew that this person was very pitiful.
所以他专程坐船渡海啊, 啊要来,
So he decided to especially take a boat to go out.
在海中还遇到了大风浪,
and to go across to help this person, but in the sea, he had also faced some difficulties.
啊, 耶稣来的时候, 那个鬼附的人啊, 就对耶稣说啊,
and when Jesus had seen this person, and the person who was demon possessed said,
说祝告神的圣者啊, 你要来灭我们吗? 我们时候还没有到呢。
That the Most High Ruler, you have come to destroy us, but it is not yet our time.
你不要让我们受苦啊,
please do not let us suffer.
因为那个魔鬼啊, 占住这个人的心啊, 啊, 所以魔鬼借着这个人讲话。
Because the devil had completely overcome this person's heart, and so he was speaking on behalf of the person.
魔鬼不愿意离开。
And the devil did not want to leave.
啊, 耶稣就问他说, 你叫什么名字啊? 他说群。
And so Jesus had asked what their name was, and they said that their
群就是很多啊,
name was,
一群鬼啊,
was a gathering, so a crowd of demons.
啊, 那些鬼就要求说, 你不要, 啊, 让我们到阴间里面去, 啊, 说你是, 你, 请你让我们到那个猪里面去了。
And so the demons had asked Jesus to not let them be destroyed, but to be moved into where the swine were.
后来主耶稣允许了魔鬼出来。 这个人好起来。
And so Jesus had accepted this, and then the demons had left the person, and the person became better.
结果那个鬼跑到猪群里面了，猪就传来传去呀，都跑到山来呀，都死掉了。
Then when the demons had been cast out and moved into the swines, and they ran around, and they ran down a cliff and died.
所以为着救这个被鬼所附的人呢，主耶稣专程来救他。
So for this one person who is demon possessed, Jesus has specially come out to save him.
为着救他，结果牺牲了2000只的猪啊。
And in order to save this person, then he has sacrificed.
因为神看人的生命啊，比很多的财富都宝贵。
2,000 swines, and this is because God values the life of a person much more.
人的生命啊，胜过全世界的价值。
Much more, and it has much more value than everything else in the world.
所以他就是。要赶逐魔鬼啊，让人能够得平安、得自由。
So Jesus was able to cast out demons so that people could become free.
所以他来到世界主要的目的啊，就是消灭魔鬼的作为。
And so one of the purposes for Jesus to come was to
把人从撒旦的权势之下把他救赎出来。
Cast out demons to save people from the control of Satan.
耶稣的服事工作第三个就是赦罪。
And the third part of Jesus' work is to forgive sins.
这个罪啊，让人带来非常大的苦难。
Sins bring much suffering to a person's life.
因为罪的缘故，人受咒诅，人跟神隔离。
Because of from the original sin, then man had to be separated from God.
所以人生才有很多的劳苦患难。最后死亡。
So that in life there is much suffering, and in the end there is death.
所以罪让人失掉了自由。
And so sin had led people away from freedom.
让人成为罪的奴仆。
So that they became slaves to sin.
耶稣就是要把我们人从罪当中救赎出来。
And Jesus wanted to save us humans out of the sufferings from sin.
所以他在传道里的时候。
So that when he was preaching.
曾经有一次有一个瘸腿的人被四个人用担架把他抬来。
There was someone who was lame, and so he had to be carried by people.
他说因为人很多所以没有办法把他抬到耶稣面前。
And because there were many people, so they could not carry him in front of Jesus.
犹太人的那个屋顶他们是可以拆开的。
And the roofs of the Jewish household could be opened.
所以他们可以把那个病人从屋顶上把他坠到耶稣的面前。
So that they could move the person who was sick through the roof to in front of Jesus.
耶稣说看到了他们的信心
Then when Jesus has seen their faith,
耶稣就对这个病人说你的罪赦了。
Then Jesus said to this person who was sick that your sins have been forgiven.
有些法利赛人跟圣经的学者他们就说他怎么可以赦免人的罪呢？
Then some of the Pharisees who had heard this were questioning how is it that Jesus could forgive
their sins. 因为赦罪是神的权柄。
Because to forgive sins was the authority of God.
所以他们认为耶稣讲了前往的话。
So they felt that Jesus had blasphemed.
那耶稣说我问你们到底赦罪容易还是医病容易？
Then Jesus had asked them, what is easier, to forgive sins or to heal the sick?
当然了，对我们来讲两个都很难
Of course, for us, both are very difficult.
我们怎么有办法医人的病，赦免人的罪？
How could we heal the sick or forgive the sins?
但是耶稣他是神成为人，他带着权柄。
But Jesus is God who became man, and so he had the authority of God.
所以要医病要赦罪在他来讲都是很简单的事情。
So that to heal the sick or to forgive sins was very easy for Jesus to do.
他先赦他的罪，然后让他起来行走。
So he first forgave his sins so that he could walk again.
证明说他的这个人的罪得到赦免了。
Which proved that this person's sins were forgiven.
所以他的病能够得到医治。
So he could be healed from his sickness.
所以病得到医治虽然很重要。
Even though it is important to be healed from one sickness.
但是很多很多的病就是因为罪的缘故来的。
There are many illnesses that originate from having sin.
所以罪赦了这个病痛就 跟着得医治了。
So that after the sins have been forgiven, then the sickness would also be healed.
那我们知道说赦罪比医病更重要。
So that we know that to forgive sins is more important than to heal.
所以耶稣来到世界啊，最重要的工作也是要赦免人的罪。
And so the most important purpose for Jesus to come to the world was also to forgive sins.
所以他除了赦免这个瘫子的罪以外
，So that other than he forgiven the sins of the paralytic.
啊，他也赦免了一些税吏啦、罪女的罪。
He also forgave some tax collectors and some of the adulterous women.
有一个妇人呐、被人怎么了抓来
？There was a woman who was captured by people.
因为她是行淫的时候啊，被抓到的。
And it was because she had committed adultery.
啊，结果那些人呢、就把那个男的放掉了，把这个妇女抓来。
And so those people had decided to let the man go free, but to capture the woman.
他们就控告他。
And then they accused her.
他们对耶稣说啊，如果按照律法，行淫的人呢、要把他处死的。
And the people had come to tell Jesus that according to the laws, this woman had to be stoned to death.
他们问耶稣啊，要怎么办
？So they asked Jesus what to do.
耶稣一开始啊，就在地上在那边画。
And at first, Jesus was drawing on the ground.
众人啊，越来越大声啊，要怎么办呢
？And the people became louder, and they kept asking him what to do.
后来耶稣啊，抬起头来。
Then Jesus lifted his head.
说你们哪一个人没有罪啦？没有罪的人可以拿石头把他打死。
And then Jesus said, Whoever one among you does not have sin, then you can stone her to death.
后来大家摸摸良心啊，谁没有犯过错呢？谁没有违背良心呢
？But then the people have heard this and they realized that, of course, all of them had sinned.
所以后来从老到少，一个一个就离开了。
So that everyone from the old to the young had left one by one.
只剩那个妇人在那里。
And then there was only the woman left.
耶稣说：“没有人定你的罪吗？”
And then Jesus had asked, "Did anyone
condemn you?"
And then she said, "No."
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
And so Jesus said, "I also do not condemn you."
但是从今以后，你不可以再犯罪。
But you cannot sin any longer from now on.
所以这个妇人呢、在见到耶稣以前呢、是生活在罪中。
So before this woman had encountered Jesus, she was living in sin.
本来按照律法是要被钉死的。
And according to the law, she was supposed to be stoned to death.
但是耶稣啊，赦免她的罪。
But Jesus forgave her sins.
那后来耶稣也告诉她，从今以后不可以犯罪。
Jesus also told her to no longer sin afterwards.
啊，所以我们不能够拿这个来说啊，哦，我犯罪啊，你们谁可以来判我罪？
So,
不能够这样讲。
We cannot use example to say that. Well, if I have sinned, there is not one of you that can say that I have sinned because.
因为她是在认识耶稣以前犯的罪。
This was because she committed the sin before she met Jesus.
耶稣赦免她了。
But then Jesus forgave her.
但是耶稣说啊，从今以后不可再犯罪。
But Jesus also said that she could no longer sin.
我们在领受主的救恩之前呢、我们的过犯呢、主耶稣的宝血都完全把我们洁净。
Before we have received the salvation from Jesus, then Jesus has washed away all of our sins in the past.
我们信主以后啊，不可以故意犯罪啊，得罪神了。
So that after we have believed, then we cannot sin on purpose to sin against God.
啊，当然我们也不要随便去指责别人的罪。
But of course, we should not rebuke other people of their sins.
啊，有的人看到别人呐、在病痛受苦。
When some people see that others are suffering or are sick.
因为人受患难、生病的原因啊，有很多种。
Because there are many reasons for someone's illness.
啊，那所以有时候我们不知道。
And sometimes we do not know.
啊，我们就私下做判断。
So we might make our own judgments.
啊，这个人呢、大概是犯罪了啊，所以神才惩罚让他生病。
Maybe it is because this person sinned that he is suffering or having this illness.
啊，这个我们就随便了、论断、随便批评、指责。
So we should not judge or rebuke on our own.
啊，一个人在病痛当中已经很苦了。
Because someone who has an illness is already
suffering. 啊，你又一直的责备他，事实上他没有犯错啊。
But if you're rebuking them when they haven't even made a mistake.
或许神啊，是为着要造就他，让他更完全啊。
Maybe God is trying to edify this person so that they can become more complete.
好像那个瞎子说，不是因为他犯罪，是要在他身上显出神的荣耀来啊。
Just like the man who was blind did not sin, but it was because God's glory had to be shown through him.
所以我们不要随便去指责别人的。
So we should not accuse others of their sins easily.
好像耶伯受苦的时候啊
Just like when Job was suffering.
他的一些朋友本来要来安慰他的,
His friends had come to comfort him at first.
他就看到, 哇, 这个苦难这么大, 超过他们想象的,
But then they realized that he was suffering so much that they could not even imagine.
七天七夜, 坐在地上, 一句话都讲不出来,
For 7 days and 7 nights, he was lying around, he could not speak a word.
他们后来自己想啊, 自己判断,
And so their friends had thought to themselves and make their own judgments.
神是公义的神啊,
God is a righteous God.
那个好人啊, 绝不会, 神不会让他受苦啊,
God would certainly not make the good people suffer.
所以啊, 他们一直指责耶伯, 一定是你犯罪。
So they kept accusing Job of sinning.
而且你的罪很大, 不然怎么会受这么大的苦?
That Job must have sinned greatly because otherwise God would not let him suffer.
如果不是你受苦, 你犯罪啊, 就是你儿子犯罪。
And if you have not sinned, then it was your sons that have sinned.
耶伯已经很苦了。
Job was already suffering greatly.
这个朋友没有安慰他, 反而一直指责他。
But his friends were not comforting him, but they were even rebuking him.
好像在人的那个伤口上啊, 把盐撒在上面一样。
It's like adding salt to someone's wound.
耶伯后来受不了了。
And then Job could not stand it anymore.
你们都是无用的医生啊。
And so Job had told them that they were all useless doctors.
真的他们是无用的医生嘛。
And they were truly useless.
因为没有对症下药。
Because they did not provide the right prescription.
随便的判断啊, 但是那不正确啊, 只是让那个, 痛苦的人更加痛苦而已。
They were just making judgments on their own, and they were making the ones who were already suffering to suffer even more.
所以我们不要随便去轻易指责别人的罪, 哦,
So we should not try to accuse other people.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.